Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? We are back at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm ready for another exciting Sunday fun day. We about to get it in. Got a lot of topics tonight for the world-famous chop-up. So, as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Sir, yes, sir. Man, listen, let's get into this top five, man. I'm slick excited, man. I don't know how to act right now, you know. I love to see new countries on the top five countries tuning in, man. Well, who in the top five this week?
Oh, yeah, so number five, man, we got Mexico. I mean, I don't even remember. They ain't been on the top five in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I think they've been in there.
Man, Mexico.
Yeah, so shout out to Mexico, big shout out to Acapulco. I had a lot of fun there years back, you know what I'm saying? Showed me a lot of love out in Acapulco, so big shout out. Number five, Mexico. Number four, South Africa, you know what I'm saying? So you know I'm excited when every time we get Africa any part of Africa on our top five is always a big deal for me. So a big shout out to South Africa.
Number they done moved up a spot. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Keep listening. Number three, we got Australia. You know what I'm saying? The continent down under. Big shout out to what they got out there, crocodiles and kangaroos and all that type of stuff. So big shout out to Australia. Number two, we got the mother country of the United States, man. Big shout out to England, you know, across the pond. Big shout out to the whole reason why we speak English right now, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And number one, of course, we got the home team. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. United States of America checking in at number one. And that is
man,
the top five.
Major shift, man. United Kingdom done got their number two spot back. You know, you can't, stay in number two. But, you know, we got people listening in everywhere, you know, doing their thing, man. Shout out to Tulum over in Mexico, Cancun, all of the major cities. See, I'm calling out tourist cities, right? But they get it active in Mexico, man. I rock with Mexico the long way, the strong way, man. Favorite food is Mexican food, man. Them people there are some good people. South Africa moved up a notch, man. I was very excited to see that. Switzerland, they knocked Switzerland out the box. You know, they're not Switzerland out the box, man.
Switzerland? This is the first time in a long time we've had a top five without Switzerland. This is the first time in a long time, man. I know they ain't going to be out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
They knocked Switzerland out the box, man. Switzerland biff. Hanging with us, man, and Mexico came up and did what they did. So shout out to the top five and everybody else all over the country that's tuned in to our shenanigans, okay? Because it's pure shenanigans on this motherfucker. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in, man. We keep it real. We got spiritual conversations. We got world-famous chop-up, and we talk about whatever you name it on this show, Adult Topics, right? 18 and up only radio show. So, man, my week was really, really laid back. I tried to balance my week because the previous weeks I've been running so much, getting so much done. And so this week it was like a whole lot less running and a whole lot of money being spent. And I'm just like, dang, man, why y'all? Man, you trying to create something, man. They just want money, man. This country's so greedy, man. Man,
capitalism.
Man, they're greedy, man. They're greedy. But doing a lot of business, handling business, YouTube geeked. I created a Twitter page for the spiritual, for the tarot channel. I don't be on Twitter that much, but I think coming with this new vibe, you know what I'm saying, I could get on there and tweet more. You know, I only have 3 followers because I just created it, but I had followed the radio show, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess Twitter shows you pages and people based on who you follow.
I went to
post a tweet. It came back to the pro. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me unfollow this radio page for a moment. Mo got it live for the adults over there on the Real Adult Talk. That's Real Adult and Talk is TAWK. He got it popping over there. I must say that. All right. I can't follow the radio show on my spiritual page.
I feel you. You know, you're on your spiritual page, you're trying to keep that certain energy. So I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I try to keep it balanced. You know what I'm saying?
The
a little sports and things like
follow.
That. You know, but
the old Ben's page is a better follow for that. So you know, I see you made the switch.
Yeah, I followed the old Ben's. I couldn't do that one. So make sure you follow all the social medias that I have. I got a promo code on one of the social medias running right now. So I'll put promo codes on different social media accounts. I'm not going to say which one. I'm not going to say when, you know, just to see which one pops, you know, which one's going to do what they do. I know Twitter is new. That's just, you know, pull in people, gravitate people to go and subscribe. I crunk back up my backup YouTube page. And this time when I crunk it up, it's just like going crazy. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I was supposed to do. You know, sometimes, see, the thing about consistency in whatever you do.
Right. Consistency is a major key.
You can do something and it don't work out, and then, you know, that don't mean give up. You know, take a break. I took a break for 3 months. So I was posting on this page, and I hadn't posted in close to a year. And then I started back posting, and that wasn't doing nothing. So I took a break for 3 months, and now I'm posting, and now it's doing. You gotta try, and try again until, you know, something makes sense for you. As long as you see progression, then, you know that you're doing the right thing. If you don't see progression, you need to take a break and figure it out, right? So, yeah, like now, you know, it's popping. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing, what I wanted it to do in the first place. And I just started reading for Aquarius backup because I have a strict schedule on my main page now. Being that I read for 9 signs on my main page, I have a very strict schedule, and I have no room to add anything else, right? Spirit, like, leave it the way it is. And so I was like, okay, Aquarius has been there with me from day one. I am an Aquarius, but my Aquarius folks, they have been there for me from day one. And so they went from getting a reading every single day for the last year to, you know, 2 readings a week. And of course they voiced their opinion and told me how much they didn't like it. So I had to, I had to figure out another thing. So I'm like, okay, well, Aqua, I'm going to read for you guys on the backup page. You know what I'm saying? And so they really appreciate it. I go live on the backup page, you know. It's a flow.
Gotcha. I'll tell you.
My Instagram page, I've been posting, you know, reels, you know, short readings over there. That's, you know, doing numbers, you know, any given day, 3,000 plus, you know, views over there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just doing what I'm doing. So this week was really mellow, a lot of money being spent, but worth it.
All right. So,
how was your week?
Well, so my week, my week is cool. You know what I'm saying? So, but this week is called preparation. So, you know, I'm getting ready to go to Cleveland, so I fly out Friday. So, you know, I gotta put all my energy into this show, because next week I will be taking a sabbatical. You know what I'm saying? Much needed. Just, you know, a little week off. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it. You know, the next Sunday or whatever. But I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be next Sunday with my nephew. You know what I'm saying? Got to go off to college, so I'm, you know, happy about that. You know what I'm saying? So just preparing for that. And as always, you know, I'm always reading books, man, and I'm on my, like, what do you call it? I attract. I don't chase anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm reading a few books, but, you know, in Brooklyn, you know, especially, like, when I take my walks, run my errands or whatever, you know, a lot of times it'll be, like, and it's been a new spot that I've discovered, but it's always somebody out there putting out interesting little books, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, these books just be attracting me, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I went through my books and got rid of a lot of books, but, you know, now I only get books that I'm just truly in tune with. So, you know, long story short, this week and last week, I think I came up on 2 nice ones, and I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to have some time to read them. But so I got this one new book, and it's called Open Gate, and it's an anthology of Haitian Creole poetry. So I'm going to definitely get into that, man, you know, see what that attracts, you know what I'm saying, as I'm reading that. And then another one I got on the other side of the spectrum is called Galileo's Daughter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is about the astronomer Galileo, you know what I'm saying? He was out of Rome at the time, but, you know, it was modern-day Italy. A lot of people call him, in the old phase, call him the father of modern-day medicine, but we all know what he's been doing, you know, chemist, you know, before then or whatever. But, you know, so it's just 2 interesting reads. So, yeah, man, that's about it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just the energy just being shifted. Once again, we into the to Leo season now. You know what I'm saying? So the lion is definitely out. And July. You know what I'm saying? It's something about August and August Leos that really just attract me. Leo season really doesn't kick in until, you know, midnight tonight, August 1st. I mean, I know July Leo's is going to have something to say about that. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? August 1st tonight, we got August in the house. You know what I'm saying? We got Leo season as full effect. Of course, Mo Benz, 8-8. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a Leo at its highest peak. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'm just feeling that energy, man. So that's my week, preparation.
Hey, so next week we are doing the spiritual conversation here. So we will go for it. Sometimes when Mo take off, you know, I'll be like, oh, I ain't doing the show. But, you know, when I take off, Mo still stand in the pain, and he brings somebody on. So we will be doing a spiritual conversation next week. If you are new to the channel, the first Sunday of the month, we do a spiritual conversation, have a spiritual topic. The next 2 to 3 weeks in between, we just talk about whatever, you know, sex, love, you know, whatever the case may be. And then the last Sunday in the month is a full episode of the World Famous Chop Up. It's news, what's happening here, what's going on, you know, around the world. This is what tonight is. Mo Benz, he runs the World Famous Chop Up series by himself. I run the Spiritual Conversation series by myself, and jointly we do the shows in between. So, bro, you need it. You know, you ain't been nowhere in a while, so enjoy yourself. Turn up, you know, don't turn up too much. But, you know, I've been turning up, you know, for the last few months for the both of us. So, you know, it's your time. Birthday season is here. You know, Mo is a Leo. So make sure you follow him on social medias, Mo Benz, or the radio show. Let him know happy birthday. It's his birthday month. Getting a way to handle that. So, you know, much appreciated. Really appreciate everything that you do here. He also hosts Twitter Spaces on Tuesdays, I think, where he has some type of conversation or something like that that he got going on. Reasonable Doubt. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Especially
now that I'm on, now that I'm trying to, you know, build up a presence on Twitter. I don't even know how to build up a damn presence on Twitter. I haven't played with Twitter since Black Twitter. I was a part of the Black Twitter crew, right? You know, account had, you know, 40-some thousand subscribers. I lost that account. They hacked it, you know. When I logged out, they ended up hacking the damn account, lost that account, came back, had 15, which I'm still on that particular account. Now I'm had 15 or something. And then I got the one that I have now. So I'm not really active on that account, for real. I go and post and promote, but not really a space where I could be active and be myself. So I figured, like, let's create a new Twitter space. You know what I'm saying? You, if I want to talk about some personal stuff, it'll be on the Miss Lovely Black One. But the new Twitter page is SG Enlightenment, SG Enlightenment. So I could really, you know, be myself, my current self, and just build it up. I don't even know how the hell to get Twitter followers. You know, I just...
Yeah. You know what? It's all about being organic nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it'll come.
I don't know. I have not been on Twitter in geez Louise. It's been many a years, man. Like, when we was fucking with Twitter, when Twitter was popping, it was 2013. And that's just being honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Love. That's when I was on Twitter heavy.
So,
yeah.
You know, the funny thing about Twitter is I met my youngest son, Dad, on Twitter.
Wow.
11 years ago. Like 11, 12 years ago.
Wow. See, ain't that something?
11, 12 years ago, I met that fool on Twitter.
At the digital club, you know what I'm saying?
I've had some solid relationships on Twitter. I won't date anybody from Facebook because Facebook has shown, like, Facebook is just bullshit. So you meet somebody, they may be friends or something like that, but it's nothing solid coming from there. I've had one relationship off of Instagram, I think. That's decent, but yeah, I've had some very solid relationships in my day on Twitter.
Nice.
I did.
Well, yeah, man, digital clubs, man. We met on IG. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how we do.
Exactly. No, we met on Twitter, didn't we?
Nah, IG.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I had put a post out, and I don't know how you know what I'm saying, but
Yeah, man, it's definitely.
And then what, we met, like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, yep.
5 years ago, something like that. So, yeah, like, listen, social media, you can use social media for anything, especially if you're somebody like me. I don't go out. I don't get out, X, Y, and Z. You know, social media really be popping, but I don't date. I haven't met anybody on any social media platform in the last, you know, in the last little bit, because that's not what I've been, you know what I'm saying, into it for. I've been into it for business-only purposes. But, you know, Twitter, man, we used to be so live on Twitter, man, and I got off Twitter in about 2013. And now that I'm back on Twitter, I'm like, okay, what do we do here? What is this? What do we do? It's Twitter.
You've been on there in a while, especially if you've been used to like a Instagram, or now TikTok is popular, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of tough to shift when you've been kicking at this club for a minute and now you're going back to this one. You're like, okay, like, it's a little different from what I used to know, you know? So that's what's pretty interesting.
Hashtags. You got to remember the hashtags. But like Instagram, I'm big on the hashtags on Instagram. So it's just me remembering to do the hashtags on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All across, you know, to
pop off and do what we're doing. And that's one thing. Like, I never had to do that because, you know what I'm saying, it was always just popping. You know what I'm saying? So, it's something. You know, I'm going to get used to it, build up the thing. And because keep in mind, I have close to 7,400 subscribers on my YouTube page. But and nice. Most of them are Aquarius, but I have my backup page. I have like 822 subscribers now on my backup page, and
it's like,
nah, why I don't have thousands of subscribers on my backup page? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have subscribers here, but then, like, your next platform, you damn near growing organically. And I guess it's a good thing because eventually they will all tie together, but, you know, having different people in different places, you have different markets, I guess. So it is what it is, man. Everything is everything right now. Everything is looking good, looking great. My store, I'm just steady adding inventory to my store, getting more inventory, staying up on my inventory, staying, you know, in tune with that. So that's a great thing. Got new shipments and things like that. So, you know, everything has been what it needs to be. I mean, I have zero complaints. I'm past the what the fuck stage, so we're good.
What the fuck was going for two weeks, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad we passed.
Yeah, it was.
What the fuck?
It was like,
fuck
wait a minute. So I know we're about to get into the world famous chopper.
So, you know, before I kick it off, you know how I kick it off. So, you know what I'm saying? We're about to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up actual show. You know what I'm saying? Like Black said, this is the last Sunday fun day of the month. You know what I'm saying? It's just my chance where I can just talk my shit the whole show. You know what I'm saying? On just different things that I thought was interesting that I maybe pieced together throughout the whole month or whatever. So, before I get into it, you know, Black, was there anything that you was, you know, tripping on or something that you saw? You know, it don't have to be recent, but just, you know, in this because July, you know, I know it was like a lot of what the fuck in July, but was there anything that just kind of caught your attention that you just wanted to, you know, chat about real quick?
Ah, man. So, yeah, definitely. I want to send a major shout out and well wishes to Lil Duval, okay? Lil Duval, the GOAT, the one who say smile, bitch, and living my best life. Living my best life. He was in the Bahamas, and he was on his four-wheeler, and the car ran him over.
Oh, the four-wheeler?
And he is alive, you know. And the thing is that regardless of what he's going through, he's in super high spirits. He broke his hip bone, road rash, you know, all different types of things. So, you know, salute to him for being great, for being a positive example. So, we want to send him well wishes and him to get better for that. I know you're going to talk about Bill Russell, the passing of Bill Russell.
Yeah.
NBA legend.
Yeah, rest in peace, Bill Russell.
We're sending him love and light.
Boston Celtics. Also, Star Trek. I believe her name is Noelle Nichols. You know, Noelle Nichols. Rest in peace. She was the black lady that was on Star Trek. You know what I'm saying? Fine. Fine black woman that was on Star Trek. But, you know, so rest in peace to her.
Okay, yeah. Wendy Williams out here cutting up, y'all.
Talk about it. I don't know nothing about what's going on with her. So, what's that all about?
And Wendy Williams was filmed laying in the Louis Vuitton store in a bed, like just laying there taking a nap.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Just, you know.
Just laid out, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, that leads me into, like, the first kind of topic I wanted to get into. Speaking of Wendy Williams, you know what I'm saying, being that I'm up in New York City, you know, since something I've been thinking about, you know, radio versus podcast, you know what I'm saying? And it just shows you how, like, with phones and technology and apps, how the shift has shifted, you know, how the culture has, you know, shifted, you know what I'm saying? Phones and apps shifted the culture, you know what I'm saying, from radio to what we're doing now, which is a podcast, you know? So I remember back in the day, I used to just love radio, you know what I'm saying? I had a special love for radio. That's why, you know, I do what I do now. We do what we do here on this platform and stuff like that. And, you know, speaking of some of my favorite radio personalities over the years, especially when I first got up to New York, was always – Wendy Williams, you know, even though she's wilding out now, she was great on the radio. She was definitely like one of the goats. But she was more gossip, you know what I'm saying? She was more like, I'm trying to catch you out there. I'm trying to catch you slipping and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But the streets was listening. You know what I'm saying? She broke a lot of stories, exposed a lot of people, you know, before social media. You know what I'm saying? She was like the TMZ up here in New York City. You know what I'm saying? And then you have Funk Flex, Funk Master Flex. You know what I'm saying? Who was EJ, you know what I'm saying? He got into it with Conway the Machine. I talked about that a little bit, I think, last week or whatever. And then you had Angie Martinez, right? So Angie Martinez, definitely just a nice radio personality, man, over the years. So these are people, you know, since I've been in New York, I just kind of grew up listening to or whatever. But what's so interesting is I was listening to, like I said, I love what we do on our platform, on our show, but I'm still like a fan of certain podcasts. And two podcasts that I really listen to a lot, you know what I'm saying, I get a lot of energy from it, you know what I'm saying, is definitely Drink Champs. Big shout out to Nori. I'm going to get into a little bit of, you know, who he interviewed this past week. I thought it was legendary, man. Big stuff, hats off, but I'll talk about that later. And then Mike Tyson, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing. You know what I'm saying? I love how, you know, Mike Tyson is an OG of the game, and he just come through and he talk his shit, and he's spiritual and enlightened, and you know, it's just a joy to listen to him speak, man. Like, to me, he's the most interesting person in the world. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, remember those beer commercials? It was like the most interesting man in the world, and it was just like the one older white guy with the beard. I think that's Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. man. So Mike Tyson, you know, he interviewed, you know, and then, especially since my wife's mom's was here last week, so I just kind of spent a lot of time to myself just kind of zoning out, listening to a little different podcast, catching some vibes. But two shows that kind of sparked me, right? One was Joe Rogan being on Hot Box with Mike Tyson. And I finally get Joe Rogan. For the longest time, he kind of annoyed me, and I didn't know why. And I found out he's a Leo. So I'm like, damn, do we kind of rub people the wrong way sometimes and don't even know it? You know what I'm saying? But once he said that and he sat down with Mike Tyson, I kind of finally understood him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so from there, you know, I listened to some other podcasts that Mike Tyson had. He's had a bunch of guests. The little Boosie episode of Hot Boxing was really good. You know what I'm saying? I definitely recommend, you know, anybody who's a fan of little Boosie and a fan of Mike Tyson to see them, you know, you know, have a conversation with very interesting. But another person he interviewed in this kind of segue was Angie Martinez, right? So that was one of his latest interviews. So I listened to that one. And then on her show, on his show, she sparked up like, oh, you know, and of course she's a radio personality. So on Hot 97 back in the day. So then she was like in New York. So then she was like, well, you know, I'm about to launch my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got a podcast now, but you got to really shift through the bullshit to get to the good ones. We're one of the good ones. So she was like, oh, you know, Lauren London. I remember I saw clips of Lauren London being interviewed. I'm like, oh, now it all makes sense. So Angie Martinez is launching her podcast, and her first guest is Lauren London. So I was like, okay, nobody really heard of Lauren London lately, you know, since the whole Nipsey, you know, rest in peace. So I was like, you know what, let me check out her podcast, right? Now, I'm a very tough critic on things that I give my energy and time to, you know what I'm saying? So I was a big fan of Angie Martinez on the radio. But now, granted, this was her first show. I don't know if she's going to really be able to transition to podcasting, because people think, oh, it's radio, I can just do the podcasting and this thing, but it's a different lane. So, I mean, I give her props and respect for, you know, landing the interview like Lauren London, because I think that's an intriguing person to get on the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's what got me tied in. And I was like, all right, let me see if this is something that I want to, you know, continue to listen to. But, you know, if I'm going to critique it and really, you know, because this is what I do and I'm very confident in what I do, the things that they kind of like, you know, threw me off or turned me off, where I probably won't listen to no more of her shows unless she steps her game up, was, you know, of course, everybody want to hear about Lauren London and how she's coping with Nipsey Hussle. And that was, you know, that's the juice of the interview. But as an interviewer, I think you got to cover all dynamics, and that's what she's to do, in my opinion. Like, so, you know, she did have a career before Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? So it would have been nice to just, oh, how was it, you know, ATL, your breakout movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that all about? Oh, you also, you know, you have a kid with Nipsey Hussle, but what about Lil Wayne? You know what I'm saying? How was that relationship? So that's the reason why I can't really fully get into it like that, because of, you know, I think if you're going to be on a podcast, what separates a podcast from a regular radio show is you can really go beneath the surface, because it's your platform, you know what I'm saying? So you can, that's why I really like what we do, because I'm not holding back, you know what I'm saying? If it's something I really want to ask or talk about, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it in an intellectual way, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting, you know, in the news this week. Let me see here. So that's that. Now, switching gears to just an awesome interview, and somebody that's doing it just right, you know what I'm saying? He might not be everybody's cup of tea, but yo, man, I'm definitely like a big fan of what he's got going on, and the platform that he's built is very inspirational to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I love to see somebody transition to something else and just do it big, and maybe do it bigger than actually what you were popular for. So that person that I'm gonna give mad props and respect to is Nori. You know, big shout out to Nore. You know, one half of Capone Noriega. For anybody that don't know, you know, Capone Noriega, they dropped the War Report, War Report 2, the reunion. You know, just, you know, straight up Queens at its finest, you know what I'm saying? When they came out in 1997, it was dope because, you know, Capone, he had got locked up right when they blew up. And then, you know, Nori just really held it down. And, you know, he's been consistent through the years with just different things he's done. Like, I haven't been the biggest fan of his reggaeton thing, but, you know, that's another lane that he exploited. You know, he has Spanish. But this last interview really, really, really captured my attention, man, because, you know, if anybody knows the Drink Champs platform and why I like it, is because, you know, he'll get, like, some of my favorite artists that I've been listening to through the years. They'll come on the show, and it's called Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? So nobody knows what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? He's got this thing called Quick Time with Slime, where he gives like a rundown of different, you know, like-minded artists or topics, and you choose one, you know what I'm saying? So he'll say, all right, so, you know, who do you like better, Nas or Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? And then if you got to pick one, and then if it's If it's both, then you got to take a shot. So, you know, so that game gets people to open up, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, with the interview, he, you know, talks different things and he's able to really get the artist to listen up, to open up. So I really like that. But this last interview, and this typically, you know, it's from our generation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, rappers just, you know, been here, done that through the years or whatever. So they get a chance to showcase their talent. But I love it when, you know, a platform like kind of throws the left, goes left, you know what I'm saying? And what made it go left was, you know, this interview was with Patti LaBelle, left in a good way. So Patti LaBelle, I was like, oh, shit, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because usually, you know, you got, you know, he had DMX on there, Currency, you know, 50 Cent, any but 2 Chainz, you know, any and everybody that's in the rap, Trina, that's in the rap game and then came through Drink Champs, but never, and it's only been a few females that's really, like, came through and rep for the females, you know what I'm saying? Even on some rap stuff, like Remy is one. Alicia Keys, she came through. I'm kind of thinking, you know what I'm saying? It's not Trina, you know what I'm saying? But it's not a long list, you know, because still some interviews, I think maybe he's probably got some issues that haven't been ironed out yet, man, from when they maybe used to know each other from his younger days. So, you know, he hasn't had, like, Lil' Kim on there because, you know, they had a situation or whatever. Foxy, see, Brown hasn't been on there. I don't know if they're going through a situation. You know, so those are E's. But I don't think he got a situation with E, but she just hasn't been on there. So it's a lot of female, younger rap talent that hasn't been on Drink Champs. And for somebody like Patti LaBelle to just be like, step up and be like, yeah, I'll do Drink Champs. It's like, it was like a wild moment for me. And, you know, we just talked about, you know, rest in peace to Bill Russell, you know what I'm saying, basketball legend, you know what I'm saying. And then the lady that was in Star Trek or whatever. So, you know, these older people are oracles. You know what I'm saying? And not everybody's going to open up to the younger generation. Some people just not in their lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm one, as I get wiser through the years, you know, I always want to keep my ear to the street of what's going on in younger culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I can't wait to, you know, chill with my nephew this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what his mind state is and, you know, and relate to him. So what made the Patti LaBelle interview so dope was I got a chance to really – listen and like just catch some life lessons, man, because she's been in the game since 1965, and she put me on to a lot of stuff that I didn't know about her, you know what I'm saying, her music and stuff like that. And it's really no different, man, when you go through the generations, is the stuff this generation went through, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, if you're into music or whatever you might be into, the competitive nature of music. So, you know, like how you'll have a Nas versus Jay-Z or a Biggie verse, you know what I'm saying? Just anybody in there that's popular at the same time in their highest field, you know, for a minute we had Beyonce and Rihanna, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And, you know, maybe I'll talk about Beyonce's album a little bit later. But, you know, so you've always had that. But what was dope about this Drink Champs Patti LaBelle interview is, like, she put us on to, like, how, oh, it was like, it was on, it was beef between, like, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, which was her first group, like, back in the day, in the 60s, against the Supremes, you know what I'm saying? They had a little conflict, you know what I'm saying? I think Diana Ross took one of her, like, backup singers, you know what I'm saying, and did that. So it was, like, beef, you know what I'm saying? And then it was, like, Patti LaBelle versus Aretha Franklin. I think they was at the White House one time, and they had, like, a little, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, you know, she said it was all love now, but, you know, it was a little tension or whatever. And then, you know, she talked about how she, like, you know, I like gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? She was like, I'll be at my shows now. Shoot, they put on California Love, I'll start Crip Walking. I was just like, yo, that's dope. And you know, so they, you know, interviewing her, and they did the quick time with Slime and all that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, granted, she didn't get geeked. She was just like, you know, just pour me a little cup of champagne or I think beer or something, like in her little favorite cup or whatever, as she was chilling. And usually this is one I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching, just watching it, because I always listen to Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? But it was just dope. And then even I think when Nori asked her, okay, who you like, Tupac or Biggie, think she said both, because Tupac, she said she really liked California Love or whatever. But then Biggie, she was like, Biggie did a song about me. And then at first everybody was like, what, Biggie, what? And then Dreams, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody knows, the Dreams song, which is one of my favorite Biggie songs, it's called Just Playing Dreams, but that's when he's talking about dreams of a R&B chick. And so, you know, remember Biggie had the line which says, he starts a song off saying, I'll probably go to jail for Patti LaBelle, ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell, Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey, kind of scary. Wait a minute, what about Honey Mary? But anyway, but for her to, like, you know, laugh about it and be like, yeah, he was checking for me, you know what I'm saying, it was just dope. So so with that, man, it, like, just had me, like, kind of go through her, like, little, because I'm a music guy, you know what I'm saying? So just a couple joints from Patti LaBelle that's pretty dope to me that I got a chance to just kind of go through her, like, catalog and see what I could gravitate to was she's got her first album. It's called, I think it's called Over the Rainbow or some shit. But that was in 1965, you know what I'm saying? And it's got that, like, 60s era kind of flow to it, you know what I'm saying? It's real groovy, real, like, you know what I'm saying? I might go to Woodstock after listening to this, you know what I'm saying? So she got that one. She's got another one called Dreamer. And that was when it was, like, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebell. So it's real 60s, you know what I'm saying, groovy type shit. You know what I'm saying? I like those two albums. And it's real, like, kind of sophisticated and young. And she's, like, 21 at this time. So you're seeing, like, the, you know, you're seeing just the young version of her. You know what I'm saying? That young energy. And then another one, because Nori asked her what's her favorite album that she's done or whatever. And she put me on, she said, it's an album called Nightbirds. And, you know, part of the, and then at that time, they turned into LaBelle. So, you know, it went from Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells to LaBelle, because one of the members switched up on her and went to the Supremes. So then it was four at the time. So now it's three of them. You know, Patti LaBelle was like the Beyonce of the group. And then, so they switched it to the LaBelles. And then in 1972 or 73, they dropped Nightbirds. And one of her members of the group is Nora Hendricks, who's actually Jimi Hendrix's cousin. And she was the writer for all the songs. And she was like, she wrote this whole album, Nightbirds. And she was like, that's when she was like at her, you know, at her peak, you know what I'm saying? And that's when they had the song Lady Marmalade, that Voulez Voulez Chet Avec Moi or whatever. But yeah, that's a groovy album. You see the difference. You see how the 60s album was, and then you see it transition to the 70s, a little bit more funk. You know, everybody let the afros grow out, and it was a whole vibe. And then the last joint, you know, so those three albums, you know what I'm saying? So the two 60s albums, the one 70s album I just mentioned, and then, you know, to the 80s, she's got a joint, and it's always been one of my favorite songs. It just made me think of, like, my parents and, you know what I'm saying, and that time, and, you know, my aunts and stuff was that On My Own, and that's the one featuring the white dude, what's his name, Michael McDonald, you know what I'm saying, and that's just some white soul, which you don't get too often, you know what I'm saying. That's the only type of, like, when the old phase was really rocking, you know what I'm saying, when they really had some soul, like that white soul was in the 80s, you know what I'm saying. So that's one of the soulful songs that you did that was dope. But On My Own was definitely a classic. So I just wanted to give kudos to Nori, man, like, especially just being a street dude, and for him to be able to transition and do this podcast space, and then just, you know, be able to have somebody like Patti LaBelle, who's 78, come through and kick it like she was, like, one of the people. And she was like, yo, you know, she called weed reefer, you know what I'm saying? I remember, like, my peoples used to call that reefer, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the old 70s term for it. But she was like, yeah, y'all smoke y'all reefer, and don't, you know what I'm saying, don't switch up for me. She was like, I appreciate the respect, but, you know, y'all ain't got to, you know, be yourselves or whatever. So I just thought that was dope, man. So when anybody is in the same framework, this podcast space that we do, whenever I just see a good show, you know, I like to just give props to it, man. So I just thought that was dope, man. So that definitely got me inspired, man. So, you know, big shout out to Drink Champs, Nori, what they're doing over there, and Patti LaBelle for coming through showing love. So that's that. Couple other things. So let me see what I'm going to get into now. So, you know, switching gears, I'm about to get into the sports report, about to get my Colin Cowherd on. So NFL is coming up, and you know, right now we in the summer. You know what I'm saying? We about to switch up to August. You know what I'm saying? But you know, August is it. You know, at the end of August, then we're going into that September, and that's when the fall comes in. And you know, one of my favorite parts about the fall is NFL. You know what I'm saying? Football season coming into effect. So, a couple things popping off that I thought was interesting as far as football. So, number one, we got just the topics that I thought was interesting in football. So, 49ers, man. San Francisco 49ers. Going to be interesting. I think the whole league is going to be interesting, but, you know, I'm just, these are the, from this week that I thought was interesting. But the 49ers, Trey Lance is going to be the starting QB. So the coach, which is Kyle Shanahan, you know, he announced it. So Trey Lance is going to be starting. So that means Jimmy G is on the trading block. He's been on the trading block, but he's officially on the trading block now because he's definitely not going to be a starter. They're going to move forward with Trey Lance. And that kind of reminds me of back in the day. I forgot who – can't think of his name right now. But the dude that was starting, and then at that time you had Jim Harbaugh coaching the 49ers. And he transitioned over to Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? Kaepernick took over, and, you know, I mean, we all know what Kaepernick, you know, ended up standing for or whatever. But, you know, before he became such a civil rights activist, you know, he was, you know, a pretty decent quarterback. You know, he had a big win against Green Bay one of them years, you know, one of his best years or whatever, when he beat Aaron Rodgers toe-to-toe. But anyway, so now, fast forward into 2022, we're going to have Trey Lance and see what he can do, because he's going to be the new Kaepernick. So, yeah, I think, you know, they got some pieces over there. They got a nice tight end that's pretty good. Can't think of his name right now. Then they got Deebo Samuel, you know, who's a hybrid wide receiver slash running back. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're going to be a force to reckon with. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so San Francisco, man, I'm eager to see what they're going to do. So that should be kind of interesting. Then I'm gonna hold on to that for the last part of the sports report. Get into some Lamar Jackson news, but I'm gonna hold on off that. Big shout out to Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady. I'm interested to see what he's going to do once again. I'm wondering if this actually going to be the last year of Tom Brady, because he don't want to stay around too long. But he's still, you know, if he's still playing at the highest level, you know, why hang it up, Tom Brady? You know, basically, you know, he's ready to have another big time season. You know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Gronk, he's retired, and then of course Antonio Brown. You know, he went AWOL at the end of the season. You know what I'm saying? When he took off his pads and basically was like, "I'm out." So, you know, Tom Brady, you know, he was able to get Julio Jones. You know, Julio Jones didn't really do much in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? But he had some great years, awesome years with the Falcons back in the day. So we'll see if he got anything left, you know what I'm saying, as he get pairs up with Tom Brady. So that should be interesting to see what's going to happen with that. Yeah, so, you know, that should be interesting. Now, a dark horse sleeper team that I think could be really good this year on a sleep tip is the New Orleans Saints. So big shout out to Jameis Winston. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's coming back from an injury. You know, he started off pretty good last season. Then he got hurt, and then, you know, he kind of, you know, people just forgot about him. But, you know, apparently New Orleans didn't, because they doubled him back, meaning that, you know, they didn't replace him. They were like, yo, okay, you know, we rocking with you. Let's get you in rehab. So now, you know, so he should be, you know, back to almost 100%. And, you know, so they made some moves. They got Jarvis Landry. You know, big shout-out to Jarvis Landry. You know, he put in some time, put in a couple good years with the Cleveland Browns. But now, you know, he's going to go to New Orleans. We'll see what he does down there, see what James can do with him. I think last year they had brought in Tyrann Matthew, who's the Honey Badger. on their defense. Now, New Orleans, who's in the same division as Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New Orleans gives Tampa Bay fits. Tampa Bay, even though they beat New Orleans in the playoffs, Tom Brady is winless against them in the regular season. So he's lost all four games. They're in the same division. They play each other twice. So Tom Brady has not beaten New Orleans in the regular season since he got to Tampa Bay in 2 years. So that's going to be interesting, just on a side note. But they also got Alvin Kamara, who's a great, running back out the backfield, can catch the ball. You know, he's one of the better running backs, and he's just a scat back. You know, he can do it all. Like I said, he can run with it, or you can line him up out of the backfield, and he'll catch the little dump-off passes. So, so that's going to be a nice safety blanket for Jameis. And then they also got Michael Thomas, who's looking to have a bounce-back season. You know, he got hurt and was out all last year or whatever. So, he's going to be motivated to come back to show what he can do. So I think the New Orleans Saints is going to be a dark horse team. So the last thing that I wanted to get into in the sports report is basically Lamar Jackson. Now, I'm a big fan of I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson. I ain't going to say I'm a big fan, but I'm a fan, man. I respect what he's done. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Jackson is the closest thing that the NFL has to Michael Vick. He's been a 1,000-yard rusher as a quarterback, I think, at least twice. You know what I'm saying? When Michael Vick did it, back in the day now, I thought that was just awesome, man. I ain't know another quarterback was going to be able to do that, man. But now Lamar Jackson did it like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That just shows you the evolution of quarterbacking. So with that being the case, I'm just hoping he's making the right decision. You know what I'm saying? I do not count other people's money, but I'm a money guy. You know what I'm saying? I like to analyze business and ownership and all that type of shit. I like to see it from the owner's point of view a lot of times. And I see it from the player's point of view, you know what I'm saying? But I like to see it from both perspectives. So what's interesting is basically, Lamar Jackson right now does not have an agent. He is his own agent. So I'm like, wow. Yeah, so Lamar Jackson is his own agent. So, and he says that because he said he doesn't want to give away, a percentage. What is it? I don't know the percentage the agents get. I think when I read the article, it was like 3% or something like that, or whatever the salary is. The commission or whatever. So he doesn't want to give that away. But I hope he's making the right choice, man, because I think, in my opinion, he's giving the Ravens all of the leverage. Because basically they're like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because, these quarterbacks, especially of his caliber, they're getting $200 million contracts. Of course it's not all guaranteed, but the money is there. You know what I'm saying? So, at least, all right, the $200 million where it can be up towards, at least, shoot, you're getting guaranteed $100 million, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times. So, and that's big time money, man. That's generational wealth. So this is something you don't want to play around with. And, it's kind of tough to go into negotiations and then, you're playing quarterback for the team, and that's just tough. Most people, and like I said, and kudos to him for being different, you know what I'm saying? But most saying, let me just go in, be the player, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the bad cop. I always want to be the good cop in that type of situation. I'm going to let my agent be the bad cop, so my agent is going to report to me the numbers. I tell him if I want to mess with it or not. He's going to lay down the pros and cons of the contract. And because he's doing that, that's why I'm giving him a percentage. Kind of like being a real estate agent or something like that. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you give him the best place possible, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So the thing is where I'm saying, he might be making a mistake and he's giving Baltimore the ownership or the leverage because he's in the last year of his deal. Meaning that if he gets hurt this season, of course they're not going to pay him. It ain't personal, it's business, but it can be a rough business. And, Lamar Jackson, being that you're a freaking running quarterback, I just compared you to Michael Vick. Very rarely, the reason why Michael Vick's career, I still say Michael Vick's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He should definitely be a Hall of Fame for what he's done. A lot of those quarterbacks, the reason why he maybe never won a Super Bowl and things of that nature is because as a running quarterback, you know, you take a lot of hits. And granted, Lamar Jackson, he's bulked up. He's gotten stronger, you know what I'm saying, each year. You know, you look at his neck, but, you know what I'm saying, like, he can take some hits, but all it takes is one, you know what I'm saying? And if he gets hurt, that's his contract right there, you know what I'm saying? That's like $100 million is gone, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if he pulls it off and gets this contract, and then he's saying that he's going to cut off negotiations if they don't reach a contract by a certain time. He's saying it like, yeah, I'm gonna cut it off because I want to focus on football. That's giving Baltimore all the leverage if he does that. Because Baltimore's like, hell yeah. Like, I wish we can cut off negotiations now. I don't want to pay you until – let me see what you're going to do this season. So that's just a – you know – that's just a tough spot to put yourself in, man. So, you know, I just, you know, now he's in my division. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm gonna be rooting for the Browns. You know, that's my squad. You know, in that division, the AFC North, best smash mouth football at its finest. You know what I'm saying? There is a West Coast division that's pretty good too, but this is definitely the second best division of football. So, you know, of course, in our division, the Cleveland Browns. You got the Cincinnati Bengals, you know, who went to the Super Bowl last year. You got the Baltimore Ravens, and you got the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's going to be a smash-mouth division. So, you know, when he played the Browns, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? I hope he don't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's the least that I want. But it's going to be tough, man. I'm going to be rooting for my Browns. So, you know, moral of the story is don't put yourself in compromising positions if you don't have to. You know, don't ever do it, but especially if you don't have to. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. So that is the sports report. So, man, I got about a half an hour left in the show. So I'm going to just freestyle a couple things since this is the world-famous Chop Up. So, of course, you know, like I do have my other show, Reasonable Doubt, which I do every Tuesday, you know, over there on my Twitter space. So, couple topics that I got in, you know, so because I got about a half an hour left in the show. So a couple topics that I got in, you know, over there that I thought was kind of interesting, you know, this last month, and I'll just bring it back to the world famous Chop Up. So let me see here. As we go back, you know what? So I'm open up the conversation again for the Browns because I talked about this on Reasonable Doubt. And, you know, it was can't not – no, I called this topic, I believe, coming of age. So, Cleveland Browns, man, we're going to stick with that for a minute. You know, big shout-out to all the NFL football fans out there. But, you know, of course, the Browns. I think the Browns this year – let me see here. Looking at it, I think we can go 11-6 because, you know, it's a 17-game season. I think 11-6 is what I'm going to give my Browns. And, you know, we got Deshaun Watson drama, you know, going on. So we'll see how many games he's going to get, you know. So I think the NFL will give him eight game suspension, you know, which means if he gets suspended for eight, that's 17 weeks, eight or nine games. You know what I'm saying? So he'll come back, you know, have either – you know, nine or eight games to play. So I think with that being the case, I think we can go 11-6 and shock people. Now, we've got Jacoby Brissett as the backup QB. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. You know, and then, you know, we have, you know, Amari Cooper who came over from Dallas. Nick Chubb, I think, is going to have another great season. I think Kareem Hunt. You know, speaking of new contracts, Denzel Ward got the bag. Miles Garrett, I think he can be, you know, defensive player of the year. So I think, you know, we're primed to go far. And, of course, you know, the Browns let Baker Mayfield, he got traded to Carolina. So with that being the case, you know, that's going to be interesting to see Baker Mayfield compete for the job. You know, him and Sam Darnold. Going to compete, and you know, that's going to be a farewell to Cam Newton, it looks like, you know what I'm saying? So but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who wins that quarterback battle. I think Baker Mayfield should be at a beat out Sam Darnold and become the week one starter. But we'll see how that happens. So, you know, big shout out to my Cleveland Browns, man. What else did I talk about? So this YSL drama, switching back to some rap news, you know what I'm saying? YSL, I thought that was just a crazy situation, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, Young Thug and Gunna, man, hold your head, man. They've been locked up for quite some time, and looks like the trial doesn't start until like the new year, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. What other topic that I thought was interesting that I got into that I talked about a little bit? The McDonald's baby mama drama. You know, it's a little older story or whatever, but that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Talked about that on Reasonable Doubt, one of the topics. But basically, you know, for anybody that didn't see that part, so you had TikTok is very popular right now. So you had this female who was on her TikTok, and she was like, you know, as the father was getting out of the car, you know, he was bringing up some McDonald's to give to his son, and the baby mother was like, oh, here he comes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna expose him today. So long story short, you know, as he's coming up, he was like, you know, dropping it off, you know, the little Happy Meal with the drink for his son. She was like, well, look, I got a total of four sons, and what the other four kids, what the other three kids gonna do? They just gonna watch your kid eat or whatever. But that was an interesting topic, man. That opened up a lot of discussions or whatever. I think my whole point of view was like, man, you know, you need to pick up your son and take him out, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to just have the one kid eating in front of the other kid. So I can kind of see where she was coming from, but it's just a way you got to see it, you know what I'm saying? And for her at the end to throw the shit away and throw the damn juice or whatever on the ground, that shit was just disrespectful, man. You don't want that. And then, like, what's up with the other baby fathers, you know what I'm saying? Like, this one, he was actually, you know, stepping up to the plate and trying to take care of his son or whatever. But I can kind of see both angles, but it was just an interesting topic of discussion. And, you know, she was talking about she don't get her welfare check or some shit until, you know, a certain date, and that's why, whatever. So that was interesting, I guess, or whatever. But that was one of the topics I talked about. Let me see here, what else? Oh, also had this debate. I had called this Cashmere Thoughts, basically, right? And that was the Steph debate. And basically, Steph Curry, you know, is he a GOAT of the game? You know, of course, the Golden State Warriors, you know, they won the championship. And Steph Curry, basically, you know, is he a GOAT of the game? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was debating this, and, yeah, I think he is definitely a GOAT, man. Like, he definitely changed the game for the better. Well, not I ain't going to say for the better. He changed the game of basketball to the point where now it's the three-point shot, you know what I'm saying? But I also talked about this was how, you know, all things go in rhythms or whatever. You know what I'm saying? What goes around comes around. So long story short, you know, all it takes is a big man to come in and switch the game up back to, like, a dominant physical, you know, league again. So, you know, I think that's going to happen. But, you know, my Cashmere thought on that, you know, from the show Reasonable Doubt, which is I do every Tuesday, I definitely, you know, thought that Steph is definitely, you know, a go to the game. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. What else? Oh, this was interesting. I talked about this. Two women got into a fight at the Erykah Badu concert. That was some funny shit. You know what I'm saying? Funny because, you know, you would think at an Erykah Badu concert is all peace and love. You know what I'm saying? So we had debated, or not debated, but we had talked about that. And you know, for her to for it to be a fight at an Erykah Badu concert, that had to definitely be just like an on-site situation. So I think that's what it was. If you look at the video, it was definitely like an on-site situation. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I guess she must have, you know, the girl must have saw another girl that had beef, and they got into a scrap. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was funny at an Erykah Badu concert. And the funny part about it, like I said, it was a female in the audience that was looking like, you know, this is what Erykah Badu make y'all want to fight. You know what I'm saying? This is how y'all feel or whatever. Thought that was funny or whatever the case may be. Another thing that I talked about that was interesting, talked about this just last week, man. And, you know, off the reasonable doubt, we called this one Brooklyn's Finest. And this shit was ill because I don't know if anybody who's listening had heard about this, but basically the pastor at a church in Brooklyn was, you know what I'm saying? So he was robbed in his own church in Brooklyn, you know, so they called him, just to run it down. So basically, this guy, his name is Pastor Lamar Miller Whitehead, a.k.a. Bishop. And if you look at the video, it's saying, you know, how many of you have – well, if you look at the video, like he starts out his sermon and he says, how many of you have lost your faith because you saw somebody go through what you're about to go through? And then you see the robbers come in. And, you know, at that point he says, yo, all right, all right, all right. And, you know, he gets robbed for his jewels. They run the jewels. So, you know, he has a ministry called Leaders of Tomorrow Ministry. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was a setup or if it was a publicity stunt. I'm not sure. But if it was, in fact, a setup, you know, I hope he can hold his head and, you know, keep doing what he does with his ministry and move forward. But the interesting part about it is, you know, if you research this guy, you know, I guess, you know, he's on IG. He wears a lot of designer outfits and a lot of, you know, extravagant jewelry. So, you know, this is Brooklyn, man. Jux Moves is always in effect. You know what I'm saying? People always watching you. You know what I'm saying? But the other part that I thought was interesting, too, was supposedly his mentor is Eric Adams. Big shout out to Eric Adams. You know, I don't know too much about him. You know, he's the new mayor of New York City, but he's the black guy. You know what I'm saying? He's been quiet. You know, I haven't really, you know, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspapers no more. But so far, you know, nothing crazy has happened. But, you know, he's his mentor. So, you know, that's just some of the things that I've talked about, you know, as far as on my other show, Reasonable Doubt. So once again, this is the world famous Chopper. So I'm holding it down, man. I'm doing my Colin Cowherd, you know, best impression. You know what I'm saying? And I always give him mad respect because for him to be able to do, you know, his show is like 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Or two. You know, he's at least talking for like 2.5 hours. You know what I'm saying? For him to make it interesting, you know. I just salute that, man. So I'm doing the same thing. So I got to make sure, though, that, you know, I got somebody tapped in that can come through and chop it up with me for the world famous chop up just to give another point of view. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm definitely going to look into that. Now, I also, when I go back to Cleveland, too, just because, I got to turn up. Really dope talk, you know what I'm saying? Especially the chop up. I got to turn this thing all the way up. And, you know, I'm going to have to really just, I like to push the envelope. With that being the case, you know, as I go back to Cleveland, you know, like I said, this week has been called preparation because I'm preparing for that. I guess I'm preparing for the fall and all that too, man, but that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, my new top 10 list. You know, as I'm in Cleveland, that's one of the things I'm definitely going to be working on. I got to get that popping, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with the Twitter spaces and everything, you know, I'm going to do a little twist on it, I think. I'm just debating, but I really want to push the envelope with it. So, you know, it's going to be my top 10 adult starlets in the game. So, you know, I'm going to run that down. I got a few, you know, I got a vision of a few that I have, but I got to make sure that this is right, that all 10, you know, make sense. But I'm going to definitely just rock out with that, man. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. I'll pop that off in August. So hopefully the last show of next month, you know, I can get like a guest on the show to really chop it up about the list. I'm going to make that a goal of mine. Push myself, you know what I'm saying? You always got to push yourself past the comfort zones. So I'm going to work on that for the people, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn it up, you know what I'm saying? So like Black was saying, you know, I got two. I like having these two different shows, you know what I'm saying, because two different point of views. So, and it's evident when you look at the Twitter pages, you know what I'm saying? If you follow my Mo Benz page, that's me, you know what I'm saying? That's me. That's, you know, like I said, a Reasonable Doubt show is on there. And, you know, it's a more spiritual place. Now, on Real Adult Talk, it's spiritual too. You know, I'm definitely gonna get some spiritual tweets, but it's spiritual with a little bit of turn up, which is also me as well. You know what I'm saying? So I love just how, you know, the adult industry is a sport in itself. You know what I'm saying? I dig the new players. You know what I'm saying? It's just the new wave. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna really get into the whole OnlyFans culture. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to see probably like a lot of OnlyFans starlets pop up in my top 10 list for this season. So it should be interesting, man. So, you know, just be on the lookout for that, man. I'm going to hold myself accountable, too, man. I got to make sure I get this done so I can, you know, really pop off in August, man. But for me to do it the way I want to do it, I got to push the envelope. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to feel me on that. So it's got to be art, and it's got to be real. It's got to be raw. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I'm going to really feel it. You know what I'm saying? If I really just do it in just a raw artistic way that only I can do it, you know what I'm saying, from my perspective, the way I see things. So that's been, you know, putting it together. But, yeah, I'm going to make it real interesting for the people out there, man. So be on the lookout for that, man, because that's when I really thrive on a Real Adult Talk page, is when I'm really, you know, pushing the envelope a little bit. And, like, you know, we got the platform to do it, so why not? So that's that. So lastly, I got about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to try to stretch this out, man. You know what I'm saying? So so this last 10 minutes, I'm going to kind of chop it up and talk about Beyonce, and then maybe I'll talk a little bit about Bill Russell. You know, rest in peace to Bill Russell before I get up out of here. So all right, so Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? You all know I'm a music guy. So got a chance to really zone out and listen to Beyonce's new album. It's called Renaissance. And, you know, I've been a harsh critic on Beyonce lately, you know what I'm saying? Especially Jay-Z and Beyonce, because I remember, so she dropped Lemonade. That was like in 2016, and I think that was right after Solange. The whole Jay-Z and Solange thing. Remember Jay-Z being in the elevator, and it was at, I don't know if it was at the Met Gala or something, but basically, I think it was at the Met Gala. But basically, you know, Solange had confronted Jay-Z or whatever, and it was a whole big thing. And then Beyonce, you know, was just trying to. She looked like a Stepford wife from that point on, right? And then she dropped the Lemonade album. Had a couple songs that I thought was cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you could tell she was kind of going through a little thing. And then Solange, you know, I think, you know, 2017, that's when Solange dropped the Seat at the Table album. And at that point, I became a Solange fan more than a Beyonce fan. At that point, Seat at the Table was perfect. She dropped another album. I can't think of the name of it, but it was pretty good too. And I just love Solange's vibe. You know, she's a Cancer. I don't know, for some reason, man, I attract and dig Cancers a lot, man. I love the vulnerability or whatever. But anyway, so that was that. And then Jay-Z, you know, his last album came out with 2016, 2017 as well, but that was the 444 album. And to me, that album, you know, it was cool. You know, I liked his, I liked the one, you know, what is it called, the OJ joint, or is the, what is that song called? Hold on. The song off of that. that I like the most. Oh, the story of OJ. You know what I'm saying? So that's when he's like, financial freedom, my only hope. That's a great song. Probably like Jay-Z's last great song. But anyway, that album, you know, Jay-Z, you know, was talking about, I guess, whatever him and Beyonce's situation was at the time. So, you know, his family feud. You know, just had some stuff. It was just all Beyonce type stuff, you know what I'm saying? My family and whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I guess he was going through it and talking through music or whatever, right? So long story short, then I remember Nas. This is when Nas was coming back too, but Nas hadn't had an album in years. And this is when Kanye was doing his thing. You know, he was in like Wyoming, and, you know, remember he was doing all those albums. It was like 7 tracks, you know. Teyana Taylor came through. Kid Cudi, that's when they was on good terms. He came through, they did an album together, Pusha T, you know what I'm saying? He had the whole wave, and then he did the Nas album, and that was like the Nas comeback album. That was like before Nas hooked up with Hit Boy. So anyway, Nas had dropped that album, and then what pissed me off was Jay-Z, you know, just from my point of view, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But Jay-Z dropped that, you know, so Nas dropped his album, and then the next day, you know, usually albums come out on at midnight, you know what I'm saying, like midnight, Friday, 12 a.m., that's when the new albums drop, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Nas dropped. But I remember it was a situation because it didn't drop at midnight. It didn't drop until, like, the next day sometime, like, late in the day, probably, like, 4 o'clock, because I think Kanye was still working on it. And then, so, just when everybody was finally, because everybody was, like, being inside for Nas' album, especially with Kanye doing a production, I remember that. The very next day, Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped the Carters. I don't know if you remember that. The Carters album, you know what I'm saying? That was their joint album, and then they announced they was going on tour and everything. Just totally just shitted on and outshined Nas in the moment, you know what I'm saying? Because I think Jay-Z took it as some type of way that Nas was doing an album with, you know, with Jay-Z's producer, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? So ever since then, I've been like, oh, man, I ain't really rocking with the way they kind of do things. Real cutthroat, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of just turned me off. Now, fast forward, you know, so that was last of Beyonce, last of Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z pops up here and there. I told you, I always say Jay-Z is like the Michael Jordan of rap, you know, but right now he's Michael Jordan with the Wizards, you know what I'm saying? He's not Michael Jordan in Chicago, which is not a knock, really. A lot of people take it as a knock. I don't mean it as a knock. It's just, it is what it is. So he's not, you know, he's not at the peak the same way Michael Jordan was when he was winning championships in the early 90s to the end of the 90s. Because Michael Jordan owned the 90s when it came to the Bulls. And that's kind of like how Jay-Z was. You know, he did Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? My whole other show is based off of that. But the In My Lifetimes and the Blueprint or whatever, that was Jay-Z in his prime. So that was like when Michael Jordan was in his prime. And now Jay-Z, you know, I call him, you know, like Michael Jordan with the Wizards because, you know, when Michael Jordan was with the Wizards, he wasn't so focused on just basketball. It was more than that. You know, it was his whole shoe brand. It was his becoming an owner of the eventual, you know, Charlotte Hornets or whatever. So anyway, long story short, so that's how I look at Jay-Z now. So now to get to the album. So now, Beyonce, right? So she dropped one song. It's called Break My Soul. So at first, I was turned off by it because I'm like, Break My Soul. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it was like shock value. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Break My Soul. And then you listen to it, and she's saying, you won't break my soul. I guess talking about anybody that's trying to bring you down. But, you know, without me hearing the whole album, the song just didn't click for me at first. But now, you know, that I listened to the whole album, now I get it. It works. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm feeling. So long story short, my review on the Beyonce album, and it's called Renaissance, I would say thumbs up. So, and it's following the trend. Now, you know, when I get some free time, probably when I'm traveling, I'll probably go back and zone out and listen to Drake's album. The Drake, Honestly, Never Mind, it had like a real kind of up-tempo, kind of like, I don't want to say techno feel, but maybe somewhat, but a slowed down version of it, and, you know, a techno kind of version that only artists like Drake can do. that's how the new Beyonce is. You know what I'm saying? And so, and it's like an album that I think is good listening to it in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a lot of times with Beyonce, for some of her albums, it's been songs here and there that was good, that was hits. You know, she had big videos for, you know, Come On In The Clubs, all the females dance and all that type of stuff. But as an album, it really wasn't top to bottom. You know, I think her first album was kind of pretty good. It was like kind of like, you know, that was her breakout album from Destiny's Child. I think that was like from top to bottom. And then I really liked the album that she had, the one with when she's talking about drinking or whatever. Like I can't think of it. I can't think of the name, but you know, the one she's talking about getting drunk, basically drunk off love or some shit. The one with Jay-Z on it. That album is pretty good. And then the other ones have been like hit and misses with different singles. But this one, like I said, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and like I said, it just, you know, it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? But I think she definitely came back strong. And like I said, I'm pleasantly surprised. You know, one of the songs that really kind of like to me is Church Girl. She's talking about, you know, like a church girl, you know what I'm saying, the one you think wouldn't be freaky or turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Those be the ones, man, the church girl, the preacher's daughter, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. So that one's that was pretty good. I like Plastic Off the Sofa. That's right after Church Girl. Plastic Off the Sofa is like it's like just being your true self, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's good. So she's got some innuendos in her song. She got a song called Move. It's kind of interesting too. And these are all, Move is another song. She's got that with Grace Jones. Big shout out to Grace Jones. You know what I'm saying? I think Grace Jones is Jamaican, right? But anyway, shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? She pops up here and there. You know what I'm saying? She was definitely like an 80s kind of like iconic chick back then. And then Tims is on that song too, man. Tims has been killing it. You know, big shout out to Nigeria. So yeah, that song's pretty good. Hit Boy, you know, he's always I follow him on IG, you know, and I love the way he promotes his records that he does, you know what I'm saying? Especially ever since him and Nas hit a home run with that King's Disease a couple years ago. But he's got a song called Thick that he produced for Beyonce, and Thick, I like how she spelled it. She, instead of THICK, which is normally how you would spell Thick, she put her own, I guess, country twang on it. She spelled it THIQUE. Thick, you know what I'm saying? So that song is good. But yeah, it's dope. I like how, you know, she's got a song because she's a Virgo. She's got a song called Virgo's Groove, which is real mellow. And I can see, you know, she's definitely an earth sign, so I can see how she gets down with that. So so yeah, I'm going to give it a thumbs up, man. I like the new Beyonce joint. You know, it's a good album to fall asleep to. And coming off, like I said, bringing us full circle, listening to the Drink Champs with Patti LaBelle, is interesting to see, you know, Beyonce in like a second, you know, because like I said, Unreasonable Doubt, I'm going to talk about the Beyonce album. Big shout out to my co-host, Kev Hurt. But I'm calling this Beyonce when we talk about it, Can I Live Part 2? Because to me, you know, Renaissance, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's got kids now. She posted a picture, too, of her. It was like her. It looked like three little Jay-Z's. I ain't going to lie. But it was like her and the other, like, I think she's got the oldest one, and she's got, like, the twins or whatever. I think it was one girl, one boy, or something like that or whatever. They all, you can all see that they got Jay-Z's features. Not that it's a bad thing, but they all do kind of look like Jay-Z, which is interesting. But she's in her groove now, you know what I'm saying? She's in her, you know, she's got kids now, she, you know, so it's interesting to see her transition. I was wondering how this would be, because, you know, a lot of times when entertainers, especially females, when they have kids, it's just not the same. But to me, you know, it's showing, you know, I guess she can live. That's why I'm calling it Can I Live Part 2, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's why she called it Renaissance, because, you know, just when I thought it was over, like, you know what I'm saying, she's back out here. It'll be interesting to see, like, if Rihanna, she's going to catch a groove now, you know what I'm saying, and get back in the studio. Because people, you know, now that Beyonce, they came back out, you know, or is just Rihanna just straight business, single mom, because, you know, she got ASAP Rocky, but, you know, she just business mom now, you know what I'm saying, because she's, you know, her, what do they call it, her lingerie line is doing numbers, man. But anyway, so she's doing big things, so she don't even need the music. But I wonder what this will inspire her to do it. But the thing that's dope about it, you know, like I said, the reason why I'm comparing her to Patti LaBelle is, like, the Patti LaBelle interview was dope to me because I saw her whole full circle. You know, she's 78 now, Patti LaBelle. So, you know, and then, like, her first album came out when she was 21. And just the stories that she was able to tell and the people she's met through the industry and the friendships and the networking and the people you didn't even know she worked with. I remember she shouted out Richard Pryor and all this other stuff, just an oracle of information. You know, you see Beyonce, she's that now, you know what I'm saying? Well, she's not 78 or nothing like that, but you can see she's in that, like when Patti LaBelle did the song that I was talking about with Michael McDonald, On My Own. That's like being, you know, she was probably like in her 40s at that time, you know what I'm saying? So Beyonce, you know, is going to be the same way now with this. So it's interesting to see. And then you see the music, you know, from when she started out with Destiny's Child to the music that she's making now. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting. But I like where music is going. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like the vibe that Drake came with, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, what his new album is about, is Beyonce. You can see it's a little switch up. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little bit more. You know, people are evolving, maturing. So, you know, a lot of your artists that has been established, they switching it up, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, they're able to switch it up in the right way, whereas before, back in the day, you switched it up, it was just totally different, and then you throw people off. Now, you know, you're able to kind of evolve and mesh into the switch up a little bit more. So once again, thumbs up, you know, for the culture. I know the females is going crazy, man. They love Beyonce. I always call Beyonce queen of the blacks. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it like that, but it's kind of true, man. She's queen of all the black females, man. She's the queen. You know what I'm saying? They follow her lead. So, but it's a good lead to follow, man, because I think she's wearing the crown very well. So big shout out to that. If Jay-Z is going to come with a new album, I don't even know, man. Maybe I'm hating it a little bit again. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Jay-Z got it in him to even put together a full-length dope album like a Nas has done the last couple, because I think Jay-Z is, I don't know, I think he's caught up in his own hype now, like where he can't, you know, it's kind of like the Andre 3000, you know, after you haven't done something so long, you know, it's kind of tough to get back to that, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of like, you know, strive for perfection, but you never reach it, and then you just, I don't know, but we'll see, you know, only time will tell. So that's it, man. Can't believe it, man. I actually made it through this whole show, doing this whole world famous chop off.
I mean, the whole show.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you've been here. You've been quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I was in and out. I'm like, oh, he riding.
Yeah, so I'm riding out, man. So, you know, this is it, man. So this is, Blue Tie has been a world famous chop off. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, tell a friend to tell a friend, Laura, when I'm listening.
Was you just touching on that Khalees and Beyonce beef?
No, I didn't say anything about Khalees. I was talking about Beyonce.
because, you know, Khalees call herself Dragon Beyonce. I don't know what her obsession is with Beyonce. I don't know, I guess, because she, you know, Khalees, you know, and we're going to wrap it up in 2 minutes, but, you know, Khalees' husband, I think, passed away. And, you know, that's Khalees' Nas baby mama, the one my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. But
yep,
when she was with her husband, like, she drugged the shit out of Nas. You know what I'm saying? Always had him in court begging for more money, da-da-da-da-da. But now it's like all of a sudden you got something to say about Beyonce. Like, come on, you didn't even reach Beyonce's status. And I just feel like it's a plot for her to try to either become relevant again or trying to get back on Nas' good side.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people is trying to hate on Beyonce because she got a new type of sound. So, but, you know, I see it when it's valid, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I like to really just review albums or whatever. But to me, it's a really good effort. But you see some people that just like to hate on something just because they figure a lot of people might like it. So I'm just going to say, like, I don't like it, even though they may not like it. But it just causes a stir. You know what I'm saying? It stirs the pot. So I think that's what Khalees.
For sure. 60 seconds, man. 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Mo, we're going to miss you. Safe travels, Mo. I can't wait to turn it up, man. We got to come up collectively with a juicy-ass topic for when you come back. For everybody else, I'll see you guys back here next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll have a spiritual conversation as we do on the first Sunday of the month, man. Mo held it down.
That's what's up, man. I had to give it my all because I know I was going to be going for the week. But everybody be safe.
I know. You went in. You went in. I came back and checked. I was like, yeah, deep conversation. I was like, okay.
Follow the Twitter. Real Adult Talk. You know, so we put that country twang on the TAWK. You want to put a face with the voice, Mo Benz on IG. Keep it respectful. Peace.
Peace.